Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff Hemback with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and tonight Game 5 for the Sounds and the Norfolk Tides. And we're joined by reliever Enoli Paredes. And Enoli, you had another scoreless inning last night. Your numbers look great so far this year. How have you felt the first month into the season?
Thank you for the opportunity first. And, you know, working every day, focus on what I want. I'm working in my training program on my pitch, and I think that's why I'm getting the success that I have so far in the season. And believing on my pitch and on my teammate too.
Jeremy Accardo and Patrick McGuff both have commented on how they view you as sort of a leader in that bullpen. There are some guys on this team who are at AAA for the first time. Do you feel like a leader in the bullpen?
That's my personality, like be fun, have fun. You know, that's a long season. And that's what I came with, go energy. So I think that's why the guy look at me like a leader. I'm not trying to be a leader, you know. I'm trying to have fun, be a good teammate. And I think that's why the guy feel like comfy calling me like the captain of the bullpen, because I'm always come like with good energy, trying to help the young guys, and we have some veteran guys in the bullpen too. But that's my mind, come to every day to the field with good energy. I'm trying to help what I can help.
Did you have that some when you were a younger player and you had guys who were sort of a leader for you? Is that sort of been passed on in a sense?
Yeah, I think that becomes sign the first day that I come to the field. I'm that type of guy that I come always with good energy, because that the passion that I play this game, the passion that I love that game, like that's why I have that type of vibe with the other guy. For the way that I play the game, for the guy that I communicate with the guys, that's my personality.
Pitching is fascinating in the sense of you guys are all trying to accomplish the same thing, get the batter out. But how you go about it and the way you go about it are different for everybody. For example, you are a reliever, but you work from the windup, not from the stretch. How long have you done that?
You know, I was started my entire minor league career. I just become like reliever when I was in the big league. And I think that helped me a lot. Most of my situation that I come to pitch late in the game with nobody on base, most of the time to close game. And I think as fast as you get ahead to the hitter, that's how more success you get, like, you're psyching out guys, you're getting out. And I think that helped me with the control of my pitches.
This is the first time in your career you're not with the Astros. Signing with the Brewers in the offseason, what's it been like to be somewhere new this year?
Yeah, it was a little hard at the beginning because my entire career, how you say, was in the Astros organization. But the first day that I came here, I feel like I was part of this organization for a long time, because how they got me, how they treat me, and I feel super great with the coach, with the player, and I feel like they was my family for a long time.
You've had some major league time with the Astros when you were going up and down and getting some experience. What have you learned about yourself in your big league opportunities that you feel like if you get another one this year, you'll be better for it?
You know, I play, how you say, in the Astros organization, like a really good organization. I play with big name like Justin Verlander. And every day that I was there, I was trying to learn. I was trying to see what this guy do to be so long in the big league. And the hard work, they go every day with a plan. So when they go out there, they was like playing like as a team. That's my mentality. If I get the opportunity, I hope so, to be with the Brewer. That's my mindset. Get there, trying to help where I can help. I'm trying to be a good teammate. I'm trying to help with the thing that I learned in the Astros organization.
2020, you got to pitch in some playoff games. How would you describe what that feels like energy-wise to be on the mound in a big league playoff game?
Man, that's another level. That's one of the reasons that I signed here, because the Brewer is a team that always is fighting to be in a position. And how you say, I was on the 2020 position and that's different energy. Like every day count, like you go there to the field and every pitch that you throw, it counts. So that's why I'm here, to get the opportunity to be in the position with the Brewer and trying to help the team.
I understand you've got the nickname Little Pedro in honor of Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez, who, like you, not a very big guy, but could throw hard. What did you like about watching Pedro Martinez and learning more about him as your career has gone on?
I got the opportunity when I was like a little struggling to talk to Pedro, and this guy is amazing. You know, every Dominican pitcher want to follow like this guy, because he was a guy when he got the opportunity to pitch in again, it was fun to watch, and always he was ready to compete no matter again who. So that's one thing that I like from him, and that's what I want to be like. Every time that I get the opportunity to pitch, be ready to compete, trying to be my best out there no matter who I'm going to face.
When in your career did you have a velocity jump where you realized, hey, I'm throwing pretty hard here?
I think 2017, that was my second year as a professional. And I started throwing hard like 94, 95. And, you know, when you saw that, you want to keep throwing hard and you want to keep working hard to get to throw harder. And I think that's a blessing from God, too.
Yeah.
Because we don't do anything to deserve like to throw hard, because you see a lot of big guys that don't throw hard, and I think that's a blessing from God.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, man. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. Sounds right-hander Enoli Paredes. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.